I just wanted us to pray for America today. So much has gone on even this past week that it can make you feel like, where is God? He is still here. He is still here. But he is looking for his men and women in his army to rise up and take their rightful place and their rightful authority in this kingdom. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to declare over America what it truly is. We are going to declare what we stand for. We're going to declare what we believe, not what we see, not what we hear, but what we know, that we know, that we know, that we know. It's not an action or an accident that it was one nation under God. One nation. The founding fathers knew that there would be multiple nations coming to this nation, but when you come to this nation, you become one. There's so much focus on diversity, but we need to remember unity. When you come to this country, you are a melting pot. You are saying, yes, I might be from this country or that country or that country or that country, but when I come here, I am proud to be an American. And what that stands for. So, Father, we just lift our hands today and we just say your word. From 2 Chronicles, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, will seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. And that's what we say today. Start with us, Father. If there's things in us that need to be changed, change us. Forgive us, Father, from any of our sins. Wipe us clean, Father. Clean the slate, Lord, so that we can go out and be the lighthouse. That's the image you keep giving me, Father. America is a lighthouse. It is still a lighthouse. Regardless of what anybody else says, it is still a lighthouse. But the Lord is saying today the windows are dirty. They need to be clean so the light can go through boldly again. And that's what we say today. Start with us. Start with Redeemed Church, Father. I don't look at us anymore, Father. People say, oh, well, just that little church over there in Vancouver. No. If one puts 1,000 to flight, just imagine in this room, there's at least 20. That's 20,000 of the enemy that's put to flight. Just one church. And Father, you said we have authority. And that's what we declare today. We have authority in the name of Jesus to speak over our cities, to speak over our states, and to speak over our country and say, enough is enough. And in Jesus' name, Father, we just declare today, this reign of evil ends. No more. Father, your word says, no weapon formed against us as a nation is going to prosper, even if it comes from within. No weapon. So every weapon that has risen up against this nation, we declare you are destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are wiped out. Every demonic force, we speak to you and you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not people. These are spirits behind these people. And we say in the name of Jesus, you are bound. You are no longer in authority in America. We bind you in the name of Jesus and we loose angels to go forth right now. Breaking through strongholds, breaking through, break them down, tear them down in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you and we thank you, Father, that you are using your people to clean the windows of a lighthouse. Across America, I call on every church, on every angel of those churches, the pastors of the churches, and I say, wake up. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Start cleaning your own houses so that we can be lights to the people around us. Father, I just thank you for the protection that you have over America. It says that you will refute every voice, every word that rises against her. you will refute it. We thank you today for every voice that has come against what America stands for, what America was created for, what America was established for. And we see those voices not by being silenced by us. You said you would silence them. We see those voices being silenced. And Father, I just thank you. No, enemy, you're trying to tell me that it doesn't matter what we're praying, but I know it matters what we're praying. I know that my words are powerful and effective because I'm speaking the word of God. And you cannot withstand the word of God. When your people are speaking it, you have to flee. Lord, I praise you and I thank you that when the enemy rises up a standard against us, like a flood, Lord, your word and your power wipes it out. And that's what we thank you for, a flood starting on one coast and going to the other coast. And like waves do, it's not going to stop there. It's going to come back again and go back again and go back again and go back again until hearts are made pure and lives are made right. Today, in the name of Jesus, we call for every person that has been apathetic toward what's been going on. We say in the name of Jesus, you are on fire today. The fire of God is going out over our nation, reigniting hearts and minds that serve the Lord at one time and maybe have fallen away. They're coming back. Churches are going to see the greatest outpouring of people coming in that they've ever seen because of the fire of God that's going to hit people, the hunger and the passion. And Father, I just thank you and I praise you for those that feel that they are weary in well-doing. Your word says, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap your reward. That means, Father, we need to grab hands with the one on the right and the ones on the left as your body and as your children and say, we will stand together. We don't have to do this alone. You don't have to be weary on your own. We will stand together and we will say, we will not give up until our eyes see what our hearts know. The faithfulness of God over America. America, you are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. America, the peace of God is touching the hearts and the minds of all those who live in you. America, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. America, you are going to rise up and take your rightful God-given place in the world to be a light, to be a light. You were founded on the word of God and you are still founded on the word of God. The foundation has never changed. People might have altered what the house looks like, but the foundation is still the same and it is rock solid. Devil, we serve you. Notice, you will not touch one more child in this nation for evil. Not one more. From the womb up, you will not destroy our children any longer. Father, I thank you for people that you have placed in authority in strategic places. Their voices are changing. Their voices are going to change. Their voices are going to change. Their voices are going to change. We just praise you, Father, for your protection upon our children. For the future. That's really what the enemy's after, the future. No. No. You're protecting our children by the power of your name. The name that is above every name. And Father, I just praise you and I thank you for touching every person that is in government from the president down. And I pray, Father, clean house. Clean hearts. Those who need to be removed will be removed. And those that are there because they are on purpose there, change their hearts. Let them come back to you. And just like Saul became Paul, that they're going to go from one side to the other side. And everyone is going to be astounded at the change. And everyone will say, this has to be a miracle of God. And you will get all the glory, Father. for the plans that are in the workings to do harm to our nation and our children and our rights and our freedom. We speak to you now in the name of Jesus, and we say every evil work is dying. Every evil plan is diminished and destroyed. I thank you, Father, in these next elections, people that are supposed to be in offices are going to win by landslides. No matter how many forgeries or altercations or altering that the world tries to do, they will not be able to undo what you have set in motion. Men and women that will rise up for you, Lord, that will be public with their words about you, that will be unashamed of the gospel. And we just praise you, Father, for blessing America today. Bless every family that's ever lost a loved one, Father, in this nation that served, that sacrificed, from our military to our first responders, Lord, even to just normal everyday people who gave their life for freedom, for someone else to be free. We just pray you bless their families today. Give them peace in Jesus' name. And as this is a day of remembering those who have gone before us, Father, I just pray, Father, it would not be with heaviness of heart, but it would be with hope and expectation of seeing them again. That there would be such peace on people, such unexplained joy in families, as you heal hearts and heal minds. You have a work for us to do, Father, in these last days. And we just say, Redeemed Church is saying, we are willing to stand in the gap for our nation, for our nation. Because we believe, God, with you, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too far gone. Nothing is so bad that the hand of God can't reach down and save. Thank you, Lord, for blessing America. Thank you, Lord, for drawing her back to you. In Jesus' name.